Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. We've been laughing the whole break here as we have a special guest joining us, the host of the popular podcast Flagrant 2 with his friend and fellow comedian Andrew Schultz. Done multiple TV shows, including MTV's Guy Code and Wild and Out, The Leftovers on HBO, several others. Akash Singh is performing at Hyenas in Dallas on Thursday and is doing four shows in total Friday and Saturday night. So go see him if you like him. Here he is, Akash Singh. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, thank you guys for having me. This is cool, man. I was telling Brian, this is the first guy I followed on Cowboys Twitter.
Right on.
I just watch him yelling at everybody.
It's the best.
Clapback Broadus is no joke, man.
Yeah, Clapback Broadus. That's what we call
him. No, he'll tear him up from no one, yo. I love it.
Yeah, we do. So you spend a lot of time on Cowboys Twitter, then?
I did, and then I think this year broke me. I think this year I was like, yo, it's never going to change, so why am I still doing this? I am not going to do anything. I'm not supporting the Cowboys. I want the Chargers to move here.
Wow.
I want Jerry Jones. I'm not going to say that on radio, what I would like.
Go ahead and say it. No. Don't say that.
Wow.
I don't want
don't
that
say
to happen.
That.
That's not what you were thinking, Brian?
No, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking something else.
Hey, if you guys get in trouble, remember you asked. And I told you
off air. I pride myself on interviewing people, but man, I didn't mean to get that from you.
What I said off air was actually crazier, and I didn't realize you guys were on. Yeah. But yeah, that I won't say. But the dying's actually milder than what I was.
Okay. All right. Well, we're off to a good start here.
Yes, we are.
With Akash Singh on your home of the Cowboys.
Can there not be a Dan Snyder investigation on Jerry?
Well, stick around.
Also,
okay. So you said the Chargers. Would you be a fan of them if they moved here?
I just heard the mayor, Eric Johnson's his name, right? I haven't lived here in 15 years, but he's trying to get a second team here. And then I heard he was tweeting at the owner of the Chargers. I forget his name. But come on over. I think Spanos or something.
Yeah,
but
Spanos. Yeah, there you go.
Come over. And I would love that. We get Justin Herbert. I like Dak, but Justin Herbert's younger. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wow, sunshine. So you're fed up.
He's
fed
already
up.
Looking at I'm younger girls. Up, like, he's ready to move on
divorced.
From this old
I'm not looking at younger. I'm openly cheating.
Wow.
I'm not looking at younger women. I'm openly cheating on my Cowboys.
And you grew up here.
I grew up.
Cowboys
born and raised,
are in your
diehard
blood.
Fan. My brother sitting here got me into the Cowboys when I was in first grade. I've been a diehard fan since I was old enough to understand football. I saw all the good years. And then this year, I was like, oh, it's always going to be the same thing. They're going to be good. They're going to tease you. You're going to think something's going to happen, and then they're going to lose in some idiotic fashion, and then you're going to be like, well, next year. If we had just won that game, who knows? We could have played Green Bay in the championship. We would not. We will not. It will not ever change. Dak is great. He can't change the world on his own.
Wow. So you've gotten to the point that you don't feel like it's possible anymore. Not just bad luck, but it just ain't going to happen.
I wish I had known I was going to talk about this so early, and I didn't work on the point, but I think what I've realized is the NFL has made it very clear to us this is a business, right?
Yeah.
There's not a single business that exists on earth where they produce a subpar product every single year and then you keep supporting that product every single year. Every other product, the smartest guy is a fair weather fan. I can't do that because it feels gross, but that's the guy that's like, no, I'm just going to go where the product is the best.
Mm-hmm.
If Taco Bueno starts giving me terrible potato burritos, I'm going to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But you're a Bueno guy right now.
I'm a Bueno guy right now, but
respect
that's
that'll
show loyalty.
Hey, you and me both, baby. I love it.
Are the Cowboys generally a good topic for comedy?
No, because I get too angry talking about it, if you can't tell. I wished death upon someone 4 minutes ago. So it's hard to do comedy from such an angry place. I like to have a little happiness when I do it. Yeah. It's tough when it's so unhappy. But at least you guys get to talk about it for a living, so that's fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
We try. Yeah, we make the most of it.
I do think that the feeling that you have is a collective feeling amongst a lot of fans.
Yes.
Like, this was a breaking point kind of season where there's just a lot of kind of throw in the towel, and I'm kind of over this team, more so than I've felt really ever.
Same. And it happened after a 12-5 year. That's how fed up we are. 12-5. And we're done.
Because they gave you the 12-5 tease of, oh, look at this. We got a home playoff game. Let's do this. And
in
then
your heart, you knew.
Jimmy Garoppolo comes to town.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo beat us. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's
it's a tough deal.
That's bottom.
A backup.
Yep.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Now, I am curious. So you're performing. You're doing Hyenas Dallas tonight.
Tonight is sold out. Hyenas Dallas is sold out, which is really cool because I announced it like 2 weeks ago. But that was cool that it sold out. And then Fort Worth, we still have tickets available Friday and Saturday.
I'll see you there. I'm an 817 man.
Beautiful.
So I'm looking forward to it.
I'll see you there.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully I don't bomb.
How much how much bombing is Akash doing these days? Like, aren't you at a place now where you don't have to fear that anymore?
No, because you always have. So here's what I'll say to any sports fan. We saw Steph Curry have a terrible night in the finals, and that's Steph Curry.
Right.
So if Steph Curry can have a bad night at his job, any one of us comedians can have a bad night at our job. There's nights where you're just not, the audience doesn't like you, you don't like them, you're feeling off, they're feeling off, whatever. And what sucks is people don't realize that. So if one of you guys comes to see me and I have that show, they're going to be like, oh, this guy's terrible. But it's probably just that show. I know objectively I am good at this,
right,
whether you think I'm funny or not, but that doesn't mean every night will go well. You know what I mean?
What happens with the bomb? Can you feel it coming? What's the anatomy
typically,
of a bomb?
It's a great question. The anatomy of a bomb. There's a couple jokes that don't go well, and then you feel it, and then you get... I used to get a little more nervous, and now I get a little bit more like, all right, well, I'm going to try to have fun no matter what, because I've gotten less... I used to panic anytime they bombed. I'd be like, yep, I'm not funny, and they're finding out. And I've had to work a lot internally. I'm being like, hey, I'm funny. It's okay. Good or bad, I'm funny, whether this goes well or not. So if they're not laughing... Let me just have fun in this moment.
Yeah. Which just, is that me having fun just roasting the crowd for the next
typically
half hour?
I'll pull up a stool and then I'll just start saying crazier things like I did at the very beginning of this interview on the Dallas
Killing Jerry and stuff.
Station.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is he paid for that airtime. Anyway, the point is my guy who films all my shows, Kevin, shouts to Big Kev. He's like, I know when you're not having fun when you pull up a stool and you just start getting a little bit meaner. And then usually sometimes they're just shy. Yeah. Like today I'm expecting a kind of tired audience. They're coming from work. They have work tomorrow. Show's at 8:30. So if they're not laughing a lot, I've learned like, oh, these guys are probably shy and a little in their head that they have work at 6 a.m. tomorrow or whatever. They got
to
get up.
Is it a total different vibe for you coming back home to do the stand-up shows?
Yeah.
Like, is there a student section of all your friends and family that are coming out and showing
love?
It was
the first time. Okay. Now it's like, you guys are costing me money. So just, you know, I have tickets that are selling. So you stay home.
Nice. So,
yes.
Akash Singh here with you on 105 Through the Fan.
Okay. It seems like, because you and I were talking about Twitter and stuff like that and how to interact. How has, like, the hecklers become? I mean, is there a rule or a way that you handle hecklers? So, or are they getting hecklers getting smarter, or they're getting worse?
So here's the thing I used to say even before Will Smith. I would say, look, I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings. I'm going to tease you, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to have fun. So if you don't want to be talked to, or if something I said rubs you the wrong way, just give me like a little signal and then I'll move on. And then I make a joke, which is also true. Like you could tell by looking at me, I'm not trying to fight anybody here. So that usually kind of puts people at ease. And the thing that's tricky about Twitter and why you're probably, because I get annoyed too,
right,
but you can't tell tone. I've done this long enough where sometimes a guy thinks he's helping and he's having too much fun,
right,
and it's annoying, but you handle that differently than a guy who's actively trying to undercut the show. That guy I'll be mean to, he might get kicked out. This guy I'll be nice to, tease him a bit, tell him to quiet down, and then if he doesn't, I'll warn him. I'll be like, hey, you're going to have to get kicked out. Like, I appreciate it, but you're just getting distracting. And then usually they'll quiet down.
The 903, they're texting in. They want us to ask you about Bill Burr in Philadelphia. You a big Bill Burr guy?
This is the greatest clip that exists on YouTube. Bill Burr was doing a show in Philadelphia. He gets booed as soon as he walks on stage, half a joke in. And it's a Opie and Anthony radio crowd. You remember those guys?
Yeah.
They were savages. So, like, the crowd was like that. So he spends the next 15 minutes just destroying the city of Philadelphia in, like, the smartest, funniest way possible. The fact that he does it all off the top of his brain, that's when you know, like, oh, this is... I'm looking at one of the greatest comics to ever touch a microphone. Because he just talks. He goes team by team on why all the teams are terrible.
Yeah.
Your stupid once bridge town. Just like all these very specific insults that are so funny.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Anybody gets a chance to watch Bill Burr Philadelphia, watch it.
We're big fans here. Okay, what is your favorite line of jokes that you have working right now? And how does that change night to night?
I always like bits that are going to make you not want to laugh at first. To me, it's fun when I'm playing with what's quote-unquote right and wrong. So I have a bit right now where I go through to the married women in the audience and I try to justify prostitution.
Okay.
And it typically flips most of the women and they're at least laughing. I'm not saying I changed their mind, but I get them to a point where they're laughing at the bit. And I love that bit because I kind of just grew it organically over time and I'm adding to it still. And once you do it enough that you kind of know it's going to go well, at least most of the time, it can get a little boring. I'm not at that place with this bit yet. So that's usually what I close with because I just love that idea. That if I can make a room full of married women or women in relationships laugh at men soliciting prostitutes, great. I did it.
He's got some really good stuff on the sports mascots as well that I really appreciated with the Commanders and
absolutely.
That kind of deal.
Commanders is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassment. I think teams should have a racist mascot.
Why is that?
Because if you really want to help racism, you need to remind us that it exists. Right? Like the Native Americans, we forget how terrible everything they went through was because you don't see them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're gone. Yeah. I'm not going to say why, but they're not here to remind us. So when you see the mascot, you're like, oh, that's terrible. What happened to those guys? We should help. So that's what I think all mascots should be. And I think if you win, then you get a less racist mascot. Okay. You got to reward a team for winning.
Wow. Yes. That is strong. So what's your stance on the statues then?
It was hard to do that fully clean, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really put the pressure on you there.
I was like, this is going to be turbulent.
Yes, indeed. Are you a fan of the other DFW sports?
I love the Mavericks. I love Luka. I think they wised up. They were kind of losing their grip of the wheel or whatever. And then Jason Kidd came in. Nico came in. I think they stabilized things. Luka's amazing. Fun time to be a Mavs fan.
Yeah.
I took all my Cowboys angst and put it over there.
Do you ever find when you go and perform somewhere else that, like, because when I worked for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And I was there for a year. I never told anybody I was from Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's obnoxious.
I mean, I always like lied. I was like, it was some other little town or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you ever tell people when you're like in the East Coast and stuff like that?
Most of them know because they listen to the podcast usually and they'll come out through that. But it's just so, like, I can't say I'm from Dallas without you booing like morons.
Yeah.
Like, this is I'm not a player. I'm just a guy born in a city. Can I do my jokes, please? Can I do my job and make you all happy in your miserable existence for once?
Yeah.
Can you let someone try to make you happy?
It's right on the tip of their tongue as soon as it comes out.
My wife is from Philly and our whole family. Oh, my God. I watched the Super Bowl with them that they won.
Oh, geez.
And then they just started playing Dreams and Nightmares in the house. And it was so perfect because it was their dream and my nightmare right in one.
Just nothing but Meek Mill for the next 24 hours.
Yes.
So where do you live now and where specifically did you grow up around here?
I'm in New York now. You know, hopefully we're there. Hopefully we can move to a city that's like enjoyable at some point.
New York's not?
It's just it's cold and expensive and like... you don't see the sun goes down at 4 o'clock in the winter in New York. It's a different life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when I first moved there and I didn't have money. My friend came to visit me and the spring had just hit and we were in a pocket of sunlight for to cross the street. I made him wait one extra red light, green light. I swear to God, I was like, I have not seen the sun or felt the sun in so long. You have no idea.
Yeah.
It's just a different existence. So I'm there now, but I grew up in Plano and then I moved to Frisco when I was in 11th grade in 2000. So like still small Frisco. And then we moved from there in like 2005, 2006 and lived in Dallas for like 10 years. Then moved to Houston, then they moved back. But I moved from Dallas I went to Austin College in Sherman from 02 to 06.
Yeah.
And then I left there and went straight to LA and New York immediately after college.
So how much sports do you get to talk on your podcast? It's called Flagrant 2.
We started pure sports.
Okay.
And the reason we started sports is like we know this is, we just wanted to do comedy where people weren't going to get offended. It felt like such a hypersensitive time back then that we're like, look, I know the market exists for people to just have fun. And if it's funny and you're trying to be funny, great. And if you miss and you say something mean, well, that sucks. But just, you know, try again later. And sports fans tend to not get that offended by anything. So that was we were doing sports and talking sports earlier, but kind of with the intention of moving away from it at some point. Now we don't get to talk as much.
I heard you had Joe Rogan on the other day. Yeah, I was listening to that. Was that your very first experience smoking the marijuana?
I don't smoke. I don't drink ever. I had never smoked in my life. I've never done a drug in my life. I'm a very straight-laced guy. My wife is my only sexual partner ever. So I was like, if I will get high at some point, because it to me it seemed like the least of drinking and weed, whatever. It's just like it kills your motivation. I don't want to kill my motivation right now. That's it. So I said I'll do it at some point, and then if Rogan's on your podcast and I ask you to do it,
that's
going to not do it.
That's a heck of a story right there. Yeah, you're not saying no to that one.
Yeah.
A guy on the station here, Mike Bassick, you might listen to him every now and then. He hadn't smoked weed until he was with
that guy probably loves Twitter, huh?
Oh, jeez.
Give him two beers and a loss to the Spurs. You see how much he likes Twitter.
So you know of him.
I know him. Yeah, I know Bassick.
Yeah, he was with the Mets, and Ricky Henderson hands him a joint in a hotel room.
Right.
So it's like, how do you, obviously,
he was also with the ticket before he did a Spurs loss and a couple of tweets.
So, Akash Singh here with you.
That's a good time to reset, buddy. We need it. Yes.
What's it like doing a show with another professional comedian as opposed to just being interviewed by sports knuckleheads like us?
Well, it's great to do a show with him because we've been friends. I made friends with him like my first week in New York. So we went through everything together. And I've seen his whole blow up and it's so amazing. And he's such a good friend and helpful and all that. And we just have chemistry. And that's why we became friends in the first place. So doing a podcast was like, this is a no-brainer. We have very similar sensibilities, very similar wavelengths of thought. This is the guy I would do a podcast with. Mm. So it's been great. My whole career, basically, is thanks to this guy. Andrew Schultz, shouts. Love you.
Salute to you guys. And thanks so much for giving us some of your time here this afternoon. How can people see you this weekend, Akash?
Listen, if you are Jerry Jones' personal assistant and you would like to have me taken care of, I'll be at Hyenas tonight in Dallas, Mockingbird Station. Those tickets are sold out, though. Ha ha. And Friday and Saturday, you could come get me. I will be at Hyenas in Fort Worth. Come right through, please. Tickets at akashsingh.com, or you can go to the Comedy Club's website.
Congrats on all your success.
Thanks
for representing
so
Dallas. Awesome to see you. Welcome, Dor, anytime you're back.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
Salute.
It.
Salute. There he goes. Thank you so much. Wooly Bully segment is coming up next here, the top 10 at 420 here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.